We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 19, text number 233. Akasa digunayena para para bhute. Eka duiti na chari krame pancha priti vitte. Akasha adi. Beginning with the sky. Guna. Qualities. Yena. As. Para para, one after another, bhute, in the material elements, eka, one, dui, two, tina, three, chari, four, krame, in this way, pancha, all five qualities, prithivite, in earth. I will read the translation, but there is no purport. There is no purport for the next 24 verses. And that's the end of the chapter. So we'll go a little bit over, after reading this verse, we'll go a little bit over the history of this chapter. All the material qualities evolve one after another in the material elements, beginning from ether. By gradual evolution, first one quality develops, then two qualities develop, then three and four, until all five qualities are found in earth. Please repeat. All the material qualities evolve one after another in the material elements, beginning from ether. By gradual evolution, first one quality develops, then two qualities develop, then three and four, until all five qualities are found in earth. So here we are in the chapter where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. And in this chapter there are 257 verses, and Sri Rupa Goswami and his brother Sanatana Goswami, they met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first in Ramkeli, and from there a strong desire was developed to follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But both of them were deeply entangled in the Muslim government, and they had important positions in the Muslim government, and as such it was not so easy to free themselves, because the Muslim ruler wanted them very much to continue their services. But somewhere or other, first Rupa Goswami, he took the decision to become a follower of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he took all his wealth, and which was a lot, and he took in a few boats to bring everything to his family. First of all, he distributed 50% of his wealth to the brahmanas of the village of his birth, and then he distributed 25% to the family members of him, and then 25% he kept aside for in case of some future need. And before he had done that, he had put on the bank 10,000 gold coins, which we will understand later the meaning of this 10,000 gold coins. So then he disentangled himself, and then he sent two messengers to Jagannath Puri to see when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to go to Vrindavan, because then he would meet him on his way to Vrindavan. So then that plan worked out, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he met Sri Rupa Goswami, who was with his younger brother. His younger brother is named, of course, you have Rupa Goswami, you have Sanatana Goswami, and then you have the youngest brother. His name is Anupam or Vallabha. Rupa Goswami went with his younger brother Anupam, and so he found, he was able to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then when he saw him at first from a distance, then both of them took a piece of straw in their mouth and offered full dandavats to the Lord from a distance, because they genuinely felt disqualified to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they took a piece of straw in the mouth, and they felt like a rot on the ground. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from a distance gave them a sign, come, stand up, come. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to meet them. And he put his lotus feet on their head. And immediately Sri Rupa Goswami recited prayers of glorification, because by getting in touch with the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was empowered, he was enlightened, and immediately he could see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he glorified him as such, and he told him that, you know, he took his birth as a devotee, but actually, you know, he's Krishna and Radharani combined. So immediately he got that realization, that understanding, that empowerment was there, just like it is said, just like in the case of Lord Brahma, huh? before the creation, Lord Krishna empowered Lord Brahma in order to become the ruler of the material world, the creator of the material world. So the Lord enlightened the heart of Lord Brahma with the details of the creation and manifested the Vedic knowledge. So in this verse it says that in exactly the same way, the Lord being anxious to revive the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna, he impregnated the heart of Rupa Goswami with spiritual potency. By this potency, Srila Rupa Goswami could revive the activities of Krishna in Vrindavan. Activities which were almost lost to memory. In this way, he spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. So Srila Rupa Goswami is very important to us because we are Rupanuhas, we are followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided in this particular chapter we are reading, he decided to empower Rupa Goswami and to make him a very important empowered personality for us, because he is reviving, and because Krishna's pastimes took place 5,000 years ago, but by that time, after 4,500 years, then the pastimes of Krishna, they were for a great part they were lost, they were forgotten. Of course, there were still some signs there, but they were very much forgotten. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself also designated some places like Radhakund, and but there was so much more to do in order to revive the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Vrindavan, that he empowered Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, the six Goswamis basically, he empowered them to revive the holy places of Vrindavan and the pastimes of Vrindavan. And the understanding of Krishna and the understanding of Krishna consciousness, basically. That's why we are called Rupanuha. That's why we are called followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. Although behind is naturally Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the source of empowerment. But he let this work be done by the six Goswamis, and the leader of the six Goswamis, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, he first met the Lord. And his brother, he was still struggling with the Muslim ruler, because he had, as soon as he had met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had no interest anymore. He had this position as minister of administration. He was the heading up the administration of the Nawab, of the Muslim ruler. And he was very expert in doing that. He did it very well. But he lost totally interest, as we see sometimes when devotees come in contact with Krishna consciousness and they are doing a certain activity, then sometimes they You know, they have no taste anymore, for they lose their taste to continue that activity, that job they have, or that position they have. They totally lose the interest. So this also happened with the brothers. And so Sanatana Goswami, he didn't go anymore to his office, and he went home and he sent a message, something, "I'm sick." He was sick of the material world. So, but then the Nawab didn't take that so lightly, because he was very dear to him, and he was very helpful in his ruling his government. And then, so then he sent his personal doctor, the Nawab, to see what's happening there with the sick Sanatana Goswami. And then that, when he reached at his home, then that doctor saw that he was surrounded by 20 brahmanas, and they were reading and discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam. So then he reported back to the Nawab saying, "Well, he is in perfect health. He is very, he's very good color, very brilliant. He looks very brilliant. He's very active there in his conversations and discussions about the Srimad Bhagavatam with 20 brahmanas." So then the Nawab came personally to his house and said, "So what's happening here? What are your plans?" And then Sanatana Goswami frankly said, "Well, I have no plan to continue, And then Nawab said something, "What am I supposed to do with such an answer?" And then Sanatana Goswami said, "Well, you are totally independent personality, and you do as you see fit." So then the Nawab ordered to put him in prison in order to make him change his mind. So then, we put him in prison, and then after some time, he said, the Nawab said, "I'm going to go to Orissa to fight, to conquer that area." And Sanatana Goswami said again, "I have no interest, especially not in conquering Orissa, because that's the area where my Lord is. You're going to give trouble to my Lord and his devotees. So there's no question that I will, So then he went again more close into the deeper area of prison. But then Srila Rupa Goswami had sent in between time a letter that saying, "I am with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please come and join us." And I put 10,000 gold coins on the bank. Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. I put 10,000 gold coins. "Take these coins and get yourself free." So then Sanatana Goswami, he made an arrangement with a jail supervisor who was attracted to the gold, and 10,000 gold coins, it's quite something. So he was attracted to the gold, he risked his life, of course, but so the jail keeper set Sanatana Goswami free, and the jail keeper, of course, also disappeared, and with the money. And so then Sanatana Goswami was also free in this way. And when Rupa Goswami, he expressed that to, of course, he was in a completely different part, so he expressed to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "One of the things I would really like is that my brother gets free." And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your brother already left the prison, so he will be here soon. To explain the point of the mission of the brothers, there is one verse here. It says, in the course of time, the transcendental news of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan was almost lost. To enunciate explicitly those transcendental pastimes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag empowered Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami with the nectar of his mercy to carry out this work in Vrindavan. And then it's also described in this chapter the lifestyle of Srila Rupa and Srila Sanatana Goswami. It is said that they had no fixed residence. They resided beneath trees, one night under one tree and the next night under another tree. And then they would beg a little food from the houses of the brahmanas. So they gave up all kinds of material enjoyment, although they were very rich themselves, had a big position. So they went to the complete opposite lifestyle due to their devotion for the Lord. And they just begged a little food from the grihasthas, from the brahmanas. And sometimes they took only some dry bread or a few fried chickpeas. They were only clothed with old clothing, with torn quilts. And they would always be chanting the holy name, and all that what they had with them is a water pot. And they would always chant and dance, and you know, they would always be in a very joyful mood. And they would sleep only for an hour and a half. And sometimes when they were really absorbed in the continuous chanting, then they would forget to sleep. They would skip that night and not sleep at all. So, and then they would write transcendental literature about devotional service. We know Srila Prabhupada wrote The Nectar of Devotion, which is a summary of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Very important literature for us. And so that meeting with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as described in the chapter in Prayag, lasted for 10 days. Rupa Goswami really got the mercy, and where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really empowered him and spoke with him. And then after 10 days, the Lord announced but that's actually in the verses we are going to read. So maybe we can now read these remaining verses, starting from 233 and 234. Ei mata madure sababava samahara ateva asvadadike kare charmatkara. Similarly, on the platform of conjugal love, all the feelings of the devotees are amalgamated. The intensified taste is certainly wonderful. Ei bhakti rasera karilana digdarashana ihara vistara mane kariya bhavana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then concluded, I have simply given a general survey describing the mellows of devotional service. You can consider how to adjust and expand this. Bhavite bhavite krishnas puraye antare krishna kripaya agya paya rasa sindhu pare. When one thinks of Krishna constantly, love for him is manifest within the heart. Even though one may be ignorant, one can reach the shore of the ocean of transcendental love by Lord Krishna's mercy. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Srila Rupa Goswami. The Lord then decided to go to the city of Benares. The next morning, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arose and prepared to leave for Varanasi, Benares, Sri Rupa Goswami made the following statement at the Lord's lotus feet. So Rupa Goswami said, if you give me permission, I shall go with your lordship. It is not possible for me to tolerate the waves of separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, your duty is to carry out my order. You have come near Vrindavan, now you should go there. Later, you can go from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri through Bengal. There, you will meet me again. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his desire was that they would put their energy in reviving the holy places of Vrindavan and also the whole understanding of Krishna consciousness and the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So they were requested, he was requested not to follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was so attached to be in his association. Still, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you should not follow me. You should carry out my order. And since the Lord's order is spiritual order, so then he made it very clear. After embracing Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got into a boat. Rupa Goswami fainted and fell down on the spot. The Brahmana from Deccan took Rupa Goswami to his home, and thereafter the two brothers departed for Vrindavan. Two brothers meaning Srila Rupa Goswami and Anupam, and his younger brother. After walking and walking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally arrived at Varanasi, where he met Chandrasekhar, who was coming out of the city. In a dream, Chandrasekhar had seen that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to his home. Therefore, in the morning, Chandrasekhar went outside the city to receive the Lord. So there were no mobiles to tell the I'm arriving, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the heart of Chandrasekhar told him, I'm coming. So while Chandrasekhar was waiting outside the city, he suddenly saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrive, and he fell down at the Lord's feet. Being very happy, he took the Lord to his home. Tapana Misra also heard news of the Lord's arrival in Varanasi, and he went to Chandrasekhar's house to meet him. After talking, he invited the Lord to take lunch at his place. So sometimes there was a competition on who could invite the Lord to in his house to take prasadam. So here also, Tapana Misra took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his own house and gave him lunch. Chandrasekhar invited Balabhadra Bhattacharya to take lunch at his home. After offering lunch to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tapana Misra begged a favor from the Lord and requested him to reward him mercy. Tapana Misra said, as long as your lordship stays in Varanasi, please do not accept an invitation from anyone but me. It was known to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he would remain there only 5 to 7 days. He would not accept any invitation that involved Mayavadi sannyasis. Because Varanasi is known as the city of the Mayavadis. With this understanding, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to accept lunch at the place of Tapana Misra. The Lord made his residence at the home of Chandrasekhar. The Maharashtriya Brahmana came and the Lord met him. Out of affection, the Lord bestowed his mercy upon him. Hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, all the respectable members of the Brahmana and Kshatriya communities came to see him. Much mercy was thus bestowed upon Sri Rupa Goswami, and I have briefly described all these topics. So this is Krishna Das Kaviraj speaking. Much mercy was thus bestowed upon Sri Rupa Goswami, and I have briefly described all these topics. Whoever hears this narration with faith and love certainly develops love of God at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the last verse. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padeyas Yara Asa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So today we have the in the Vaishnava calendar, we have the appearance day of another important writer on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, whom we remember his birthday today, he was the writer of the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, and these books are complementary to each other. Certain aspects which Krishna Das Kaviraj did not elaborate in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because he knew that Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote in the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, how that communication went exactly, I don't know, because as far as I know, they were writing different places, but maybe that was also transcendental communication. So I will read a little bit from Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. First about his mother. In her childhood, Narayani Devi, niece of Srivas Pandit, became mad with love of God upon receiving the mercy of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Later, she gave birth to Vrindavan Das, who was the last disciple of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. On his guru's order, he wrote Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. It is practically allowed amongst Vaishnava writers like Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj, and Vrindavan Das Thakur to always keep themselves in the background. In other words, there is not much known about these personalities. They never mention anything about their family lineage or personal history. The authors of the best written and most relishable verses collected of Sri Rupa Goswami, Padyavali, remain unknown. During the 16th century, entire books of exceptional transcendental prose and poetry were penned by prideless Vaishnavas preferring to remain anonymous. Feeling utmost humility, such Vaishnava writers express themselves only in relation to their preceptors. Krishna Das Kaviraj glorifies his gurus at the end of each chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Rupa Raghunath Pade Yara Asa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. The humble heart of Krishna Das Kaviraj pours out more praises of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Krishna Das Kaviraj is saying about Vrindavan Das Thakur, here in Chaitanya Bhagavat destroys all misfortune. By reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, one will understand the glories of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and he will attain the highest perfection of knowledge, pure love of Krishna. Such a wonderful book could not be written by a human being. It seems that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has spoken it through the mouth of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. I offer millions of respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. By compiling such a valuable book, he has delivered everyone from the cycle of birth and death. And then it says that he established deities of Nitya Gauranga and Sri Jagannath Dev in Mamagachi, in Navadvip. And in Krishna's pastimes, Vrindavan Das Thakur is Srila Vyasadev, incarnation of Srila Vyasadev. And his samadhis in the 64 samadhi areas. We'll stop here. Any comments and questions?
very much in favor. I mean, they were under the powerful man, how could they escape? Once they got the mercy, then they could free themselves. And I think that's the case of everyone, that one can desire to be more honest or less.
Yeah, this mercy aspect is very important, and that's why also it's so remarkable that Sri Rupa Goswami, that as soon as the Lord touches with his lotus feet his head, then immediately he gets this realization, you know, oh, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, you know, and exactly who he is. So immediately this knowledge, and also the knowledge about Vrindavan, because, you know, so much information was lost, was impossible to revive these places or to know what happened where and all these pastimes by Lord Caitanya's mercy and empowerment, you know, everything became revealed. Of course, it goes hand in hand, because, you know, when we serve, we get mercy, and the more mercy we get, the more we can do our service in a more Krishna conscious way, and so that's. Mercy, you know, comes in a deserved way, you know. Of course, there is the mercy also that, like when devotees go out on Harinam, people are simply walking in the street and they hear the holy name. So that's also special mercy. Agyata Sukriti is in some way, you can say, undeserved mercy, although everybody has his karma, and everybody, there is a reason for everybody to receive that mercy at that particular time. At the same time, it's also, you know, it's also mercy coming from the devotees, and so these are very important moments in our life, that when that help us to come to Krishna consciousness, and the aspect of mercy remains throughout our whole devotional life, and it helps us also to have the right attitude towards other Vaishnavas and towards devotional service. Yeah, we know some of the things the Muslims have done, even at that time, you know, destroyed so many temples and there are these wars where they collected sikhas from the mailman. all kinds of crazy things happened. Of course, crazy things are still happening in this world, but it was very, at some point of time, it was really focused on destroying the Vaishnava culture, destroying the Brahmanas. Yes, Matanya. Śrī Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrī Śrī Rādhā Gopinātha ki jai, Śrī Rūpa Gosvāmī ki jai, Rūpa Nūhās ki jai, O Premanande.